First, I'm going to read you two verses out of the Bible, and then I'm going to tell you a story. The Bible verses are from a part of the Bible called James. And here's one thing it says. It's a question. Who is wise and understanding among you? And then it says, show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. Also in James it says, the tongue, and I think we all have one, the tongue is a small member of the body, yet it boasts of great exploits. So once upon a time, a woodsman found a little baby girl abandoned in the forest, and he brought her home to his wife and his own little daughter, and she became part of the family. And this girl, baby girl who had been adopted, grew up to be kind and thoughtful, hardworking and generous. Her sister, however, was quite mean-spirited and selfish and expected to be waited on all the time. Well, the girl who had been found in the forest, it was one of her chores every day to walk a mile and a half through the woods to the well and draw water. One day when she went to the well with her bucket, she was met there by a frail old woman who said, please, I'm so thirsty. Please, can you help me get a drink of water? I'd be glad to help you get a drink of water, said the girl. And she ladled up not one, but two cups full of water for the frail old woman to drink. And the old woman said, oh, you've been so kind and helpful to me. I would like to give you a gift in return. And my gift is this. Every time you speak, flowers or jewels will fall from your mouth. So the girl went home and her mother began to berate her. Her stepmother began to berate her for being late from her chores. And she explained that the reason was because there had been someone at the well who needed her help. And as she talked, the stepmother was amazed to see 5 roses, 5 pearls, and 4 diamonds fall right out of her mouth. What's happening? And the more the girl explained, the more those diamonds piled up. Well, the mother said, I'd better send my own dear daughter to the well because this looks like a really good thing. And so she said to her daughter, get your bucket and go to the well right now. And if you see an old woman there who asks you for a drink, be very polite and be sure to give her a drink of water. Because look at what's coming out of the mouth of your sister. Wouldn't you like to have a gift like this as well? Well, this sister was arrogant and proud and didn't feel like she should have to lower herself to be the one to go and get water. But her mother insisted, and so grumbling, she went off into the forest. And when she arrived at the well with her bucket, there was a fine lady dressed very beautifully. And the fine lady said, please, my dear, I'm very thirsty. Would you help me get a drink of water? Oh, I suppose you think that I came through the forest just to help you, said the girl, that I carried this bucket all this way just to get a drink of water for you. If you want water, get it yourself. Well, you're scarcely polite, said the fine lady. I guess I will give you an appropriate gift. From now on, whatever you say, a poisonous snake will fall out of your mouth. The girl went home, and her mother was horrified that at the first word she spoke, a frightening and dangerous snake fell from her lips. And you can imagine what her life was like after that, because who wants to be around somebody who's raining out poisonous snakes all the time? On the other hand, everybody likes to be around someone who's kind and thoughtful and freely shares flowers and diamonds and jewels with his or her friends. So let's join hands if we can. We might have to scrunch a little closer together, find somebody's hand to hold, and we'll pray, dear God, thank you so much for giving us the ability to say kind words and to do kind deeds. And we ask that you would keep us always mindful that we have the opportunity to represent you well and to serve your Son, Jesus Christ, in this world. We thank you because we love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.